So, in this podcast, you get a Tracking the Trojans first. A two-day meet covered in one simple recording. Now, kind of out of necessity, if I would have recorded two separate podcasts, they each would have been about 2 minutes, as we didn't really compete the whole group this week. We'll explain why here in just a second after what is the shortest intro in Tracking the Trojans history. Come on with us, let's track the Trojans. Now, in the past, we've had quite the interesting relationship with Vanderbilt Cross Country and Track and Field. When I first started at Trevecca, we'd run in their cross country meet, their indoor meet, or actually not their indoor meet because they didn't have a facility yet. We ran their outdoor meet, it would be toward the end of March. No big deal. But after our first couple of years, they made their cross country race just Division I. We couldn't get in even though we were, 10 minutes down the road. And then eventually it became harder and harder to get into more of their indoor meets. As, yes, a lot of the meets were getting pretty exclusive and pretty high level, but it just kind of limited a lot of our options. And then the meet moved from its normal weekend at the end of March to sometimes the first weekend of May, or as it was this year, this particular weekend. The program underwent several changes this year, kind of a whole brand new coaching staff, and with that has come a little more openness, which is pretty exciting. We were invited to a couple of their indoor meets. It just didn't work with our schedule this year, but we're once again welcomed in to compete as one of only two Division II schools that were at Vandy this weekend. So really excited for that, and they put on a fantastic meet. You know, our athletes that did compete felt treated very well, had a great team camp. Just everything about the experience, even from the front side of the meet as a coach, as someone who deals with operations, was just blown away with by how great the communication was, how well coaches were treated, and just how professional the whole deal was. So it was really exciting to be a part of this weekend there at Vandy. Really wish we could have competed the whole team. It's a fast track, as you'll hear throughout this episode. But let's just jump into just how fast it was. So we only had three running events this weekend, all on the guys' side. And Friday night, Pablo Martin, looking to break that 22-second barrier, obliterated it in the 200. From the third heat, he worked his way up into seventh overall at the meet with a time of 21.54. Huge school record, huge personal record. Puts him at fourth in the GMAC right now heading into conference. And about 84th in the nation. That might have changed probably over the weekend. I'm sure some people ran some 200s. And there were probably one or two that were quicker than him. It's just a phenomenal time. Now, that has him about 0.3 seconds off the provisional mark for nationals. But really, he would need to run about 21.07. So a huge mark for Pablo. Really excited for him and how he competed. I think it's the perfect thing he needed heading into conference week. Lucas Baggett jumped into the 400 on Saturday afternoon. Now, we were a little concerned because it had gotten pretty windy, and the wind was down the backstretch, but he and I had a good little chat before about being aware, pushing through that wind, not pushing too hard, but making sure he didn't come off the pace. And then I think most importantly, Vanderbilt is a track with long straightaways, shorter turns. And so I reminded him, 200 meters doesn't start when you hit these turns. When you hit the turns, you have about 170 meters left. That 200-meter mark was a little earlier than you think it would be. So make sure you start making that move through the third phase of the 400, and he did, and he nailed it. He ran a 49.91, huge school record, huge personal record. Getting through that 50-second barrier as a 400 runner is a big deal, and we just sit and look at that and think of, wow, that's going to be a lot of points come the multi this week for GMAC. So really excited about that. Only other running event we did this weekend was the 4x1 with Sean handing off to Lucas, handing off to Andre, and then to Pablo. Race started. Sean got out pretty well. Perfectly smooth handoff to Lucas. Pretty excited. Got the baton down the track to Andre. Not quite as smooth, but still within the zone. Looked really good. And man, I don't know what Pablo's been eating this week, but when Andre was approaching, he shot out, and he shot out quick. And Andre really only had one shot at getting the baton in his hand, and Pablo, I think, panicked a little as he got towards the end of the exchange zone and did kind of the cardinal, sin, if you will, and he moved his hand to try and find the baton, which meant that Andre, in his last gasp, trying to get the baton to Pablo, kind of surged and went to place the baton. But as he did that, Pablo moved his hand. Pablo left the exchange zone. The baton never got to him. And that was the end of the race, a DQ. So, you know, we made the joke. We got that out of the way. You know, we can't have two good weeks in a row. So we'll knock that one out. Forget about it. Learn from it. Get some good practice in over these next 3 days. And hopefully by Friday at conference, have everything sorted out, which I think we will. I think Brandon will get that taken care of. Now, the rest of what we did, we let our throwers and a couple of the field event people do one or two things this weekend, just trying to not wear them out too much, but get them ready for some competition. In the hammer, which was thrown Saturday morning, Braden Miller made finals, finished eighth with a throw of 48.31, and Dylan had a throw of 42.24. Both kind of just working out the last little things they need to take care of before heading to conference. In the disc, which was competed on Friday afternoon, Dylan didn't have a great day. Threw 36.33, was having a little trouble in this ring in particular. Still made finals, finished ninth. Argenis Paredes had a throw of 27.99, and then on the women's side, Madeline Brown also threw and had a throw of 29.37. So, like I told all of them, I don't think anybody was particularly pleased with how they threw. But we have things to work on heading in into the week, and we kind of got this, you know, it's the trick mentally of making sure that you learn from the competition that doesn't go the way you want to, as opposed to letting it weigh you down and affect your next competition. How do we learn? How do we move on? How do we get better? And that's hopefully what these guys are going to do coming out of the disc that they weren't necessarily super happy with. Now, in the shot, I'm going to tell you how everybody did, and I'm going to tell you the fun part about the shot this weekend. So, Braden made finals with a throw of 14.8, his best of the year, finished ninth. Argenis Paredes with a nice PR of 10.44, so moving right along in his first year of throwing the shot. And then Grace Scanlon threw in the women, what is her last meet of the year, as she will be at her brother's wedding in Mexico during conference, had a throw of 8.92, so just a little bit off of her best. Now, part of this new coaching staff at Vanderbilt is Ashley Kovacs. I think her title is associate head coach or assistant head coach, something like that. Either way, Ashley Kovacs is the wife and coach of Ryan Kovacs, who is a two-time world champion shot putter and an Olympic silver medalist. Only a silver medalist because Ryan Krauser, another American, is somehow more freakishly strong than Joe is. It's insane. But you know, we were all wondering if Joe would throw, and we figured he was at Drake this weekend or some other big meet. And sure enough, right before the shot, he rolls up and starts getting ready. And I remember Dylan and I walked by him, and Dylan goes, "Are you competing?" And he said, "Yeah, the boss, the wife said I'm in today. So here we go." And what a treat. How amazing it was to watch him, literally the top of his game, second in the world. There aren't many other people better than him. And at times he's been the best in the world. And just looking, he's a big, muscular guy, but looking at how quickly he moves in the ring, the explosion of the shot coming out of his hand, and just how far it goes, it's hard to describe. I've seen it on TV. I've seen good collegiate throws. I've seen throws of 18 and 20 meters. But to see somebody throw the shot put 22.4 meters, well over 70 feet, the 15th furthest throw in the history of recorded shot putting, is mind-boggling. It was great for our athletes. It was fun to watch as a coach. And what's even best is, you know, not only does Ashley coach Joe, she coaches several others, including Raven Saunders, who was there both Friday and Saturday. And they both just spent time talking to these other athletes that were there more as spectators by this point and not competitors, just watching this stuff go on. And they were imparting knowledge and talking to them and sharing with them things that they've learned over their times of competition. It was truly special, and I'm glad our people got a chance to do that, and I'm really thankful that both Joe and Raven were willing to take pictures with and talk with all of our athletes and all the other athletes there at the meet. What a special and unique experience for all of them. So that was really cool. On Friday, Molly Sims threw the jab. I had a throw of 31.68. Not overly excited with it, but, you know, when you think about it, we're throwing 31 meters, 32, 33 meters. She's throwing at or above her PR every time she throws. This is a case where I think we really did get a couple of things kinked out that we'll be ready for this week when she throws the jab at conference. She bumped down a little bit this week to 6th or 7th after some people, and a couple of, I think someone from Ashland, someone from Walsh threw a little further than her this weekend. But everybody's really close. It's going to be a tight competition. We'll talk about why the jab's going to be kind of crazy. I'm going to do a preview show maybe on Tuesday. But it's going to be a great competition. Hannah jumped in the triple jump yesterday afternoon. The boards were set at 34 feet. It was going to take almost a meter PR for her to make the pit. And that's just tough when you're not ready for it. And she gave it a go. Unfortunately, no marked. But I don't think that in any way, shape, or form is going to affect the way that she is able to compete this week, both in the multi and then the triple individually on Friday. And then lastly, wrapping everything up, which was really one of the first things on Friday afternoon, Sean McKenzie, Aaron Barreto, and Israel Schammel in the long jump. Sean had a jump of 5.6, which got him into finals. Didn't improve in finals, finished 9th overall, but that's exciting to get there. Aaron Barreto had a jump of 5.58, only 0.01 off of his PR. And then Israel Schammel had a PR of 5.21. It's good to see him working through his hip issues as he tries to get to the end of the season. And that was it. That's the weekend. That's really all that we did. Just wanting to compete in town some, give some of our people a chance to do stuff here in their backyard, chance for some of their classmates to come out and support them. And so it was great to do that. It was great to be in that environment. Once again, Vanderbilt puts on an amazing meet. So it is conference week from this point on. Already have done my first look at how everybody stacks up in the conference this morning, and it's going to be an exciting week. I'm really excited to see how our people compete. By the time I try and drop a podcast on Tuesday as a preview, we should have everybody in everything, should know the game plan heading into the week, and we'll talk about it to give everybody a preview, and then obviously you'll get 3 straight nights of podcasts from conference. I hope you're ready for it. I hope you don't get bored listening to it. For those of you that can't make the meets, for those of you alumni who want to get excited about conference, this will be a good way to do that, because I will head back to the room and knock these out each night, hopefully with some fun stories and some details of PRs, school records, and scoring points. Conference is the time to do it. So we'll be doing that up in Owensboro. So tune in probably on Tuesday. Look for the first podcast of the week to come Tuesday. Then we'll do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then I'm thinking the following week to wrap us up for the year, we'll do a top 10 moments of the year, similar to how we did top 10 moments of the last 9. Thank you, everyone, for jumping in for these 15 minutes or so. Track the Trojans with us throughout the week as we go to conference. Thanks, everybody. Listen again soon.